We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, but that doesn't mean we can't get romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Night and day.
Excuse me.
Bro, you used to learn game from these songs.
You're not kidding.
You don't learn no life lessons from music nowadays.
Well, it's all silly. It's mumble rap.
Yeah.
Learn how to mumble.
I know how to mumble. Been doing it my whole life.
Riding around on big wheels. In my day, that was for an 8-year-old.
Oh, boy, it's the men. How they used to talk to Michael with the deep voice? Come on, man.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., the analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network, he is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Victor Bermudez, the executive producer of the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. He is out there working. I was just talking with him. He's working on montages and imaging for the Canes Bethune-Cookman game on Saturday. And you might say to yourself, like, how do you sell that game? The Hurricanes are 0-2, and Bethune-Cookman's not exactly a top-tier opponent, but Victor gets it done, man. Yeah. Like, I just listened to one of those montages. Like, it gets you amped up. And by the way, they need a victory. Like,
yes.
They need a nice little – it was like my five-team money line parlay. Sometimes you just got to notch a victory.
I heard Manny Diaz on with Joe and DBJ. What was it, Hurricane Hotline earlier this week?
Yeah.
He had a little Belichick in him about Bethune-Cookman. Oh, the defense has a lot of turnovers. They swing the momentum of games. And come on, Manny.
Bill Belichick said yesterday about the Miami Dolphins, they have so many good players, they can't get them all on the field. So,
struggling.
There you go.
Over there biting at the bit on the side.
Last time the Hurricanes were 0-2 was 1978. I'm going to give you a couple of movies. Now, when Don Bailey Jr. comes on with them, we're going to give him some song lines from Hit Songs 1978. That's going to be his wheelhouse, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, that's good. 78, like that, I guarantee you, that's going to be his wheelhouse. How many of these movies, Solana and even you, the number one movie in all of 1978, you want to guess? There's no way you're going to know, right?
Mm-mm.
Grease.
Nope.
You know what the movie is, though, yeah?
Oh, John Travolta?
That's right.
Yeah,
Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta. Have you seen that, Solana?
Yeah, a million times.
The top movie, by the way, this is funny, too. The top grossing movie in 1978, the total gross was $153 million. Like, you do that in a weekend now.
They hit a billion in the first week nowadays. Yeah. In inner city Atlanta, Grease was a comedy because it was white people dancing.
Number two movie in 1978 was Animal House.
Never watched it.
You never saw it?
No, you've given me a hard time about it before.
I don't think it holds up. I'm one of the minority on
that.
That's Toga.
Yeah.
Toga. No. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? It's a lot of famous lines from it. Have you ever seen Animal House?
Heard of it, never seen it.
It's kind of like old school, I guess. That was my era's old school. Jaws 2 was the number three movie. That was garbage.
Jaws 2 was already on 78?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think 76 was, 75 or 76 was the original Jaws.
Jaws, none of them hold up.
The original one doesn't hold up?
Have you watched it recently?
No.
You can see the metal in his mouth as he's biting at the boat. It's ridiculous.
Nah, Jaws 3, though.
Jaws 3D.
Holds up.
You never
saw that. Jaws 3?
You never saw that.
Jaws 3?
Is that the one when he gets to Disneyland?
Right.
SeaWorld.
It's this time it's personal for a shark. And that's not even a joke. That was the movie poster. This time it's personal. The shark was taking it personally.
Holding grudges.
Great
number four was Heaven Can Wait. I never saw that. Number five, Every Which Way But Loose. I don't think I ever saw that either. That's a Clint Eastwood movie, I believe. Mm-mm. Hooper, number six. I never saw that. Halloween, number seven, the original.
Oh, that kind of holds up.
Yeah. Convoy, number eight. I've never seen that. California Suite, number nine. I've never seen that. And Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong, was the number 10 movie in 1978. You ever see that? You ever see the Cheech and Chong movies?
Yeah.
Seems like your wheelhouse.
Yeah, when you're a teenager, you got to check them out. They were like the Willie Nelson. Like, they were famous weed smokers.
Right.
So you had to watch all that stuff.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Football is back, papa.
All right, papa.
Tonight, the Panthers host the Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. Right now, the Panthers are a 7-point favorite. Kickoff is at 8:20 on NFL Network.
Okie dokie.
On Sunday, the Dolphins host the Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium at The Rock. The Dolphins are currently a 19.5-point underdog at home. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. It'll be on 560 The Joe, WQAM, and currently no news on Antonio Brown. No new news on Antonio Brown's status for Sunday.
We'll keep an eye on it. Anything else?
Right now, the Marlins are still trailing 3-2, bottom of the ninth.
Oh, they're playing now?
One out. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I've said it in all three of my updates.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing that I just now realized that. And it's on one of our monitors in here.
Oh, two of them.
I had no idea the Marlins were playing right now. Oh, there's breaking news.
Marlins down to their final out.
Okay, there you go. Anything else?
And finally, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected LeBron James' request to trademark Taco Tuesday and Ohio State University's request to trademark the.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I'm going to trademark Football Friday because I've been using that a lot. I've been using that a lot on sports radio, so I'm going to put in for that.
I say I'm proud of my kids a lot. Maybe I should
trademark
proud.
That. Trademark that. Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah, why not? You got weather, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is still mostly cloudy, 83 degrees, only a 40% chance of rain for most of South Florida, 79% humidity, feels like 91 degrees. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Let me give you our college football update. We do it every day at this time. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I'll give you the Heisman odds. You've been following like the Heisman hopefuls at all? There's
Tua.
None on Florida and none on Miami. No. Tua is the favorite right now, although he's tied odds-wise with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has looked good,
he's
man.
Playing ball.
And then Joe Burrow, we talked about him yesterday when we were doing the power rankings of the conferences. I think LSU is what, third in the SEC? Joe Burrow is plus 400. Tua and Jalen Hurts are plus 300. Joe Burrow is plus 400. Trevor Lawrence, plus 450. Justin Fields, plus 1,100. We watched him because we had, was it Ohio State or FAU? I forget which, but I watched him play. Yeah, so anyway,
it's play ball.
Tua and Jalen are the favorites. Joe Burrow right now and Trevor Lawrence trailing just behind. Interesting.
Burrow's the surprise because
he looks good.
He looks way better than he did the last couple years. I'm excited for LSU this season.
That's your college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com.
Somebody said we need to trademark Potato Jones.
Potato Jones. That we own that.
I
got to start selling Potato Jones t-shirts. I want to open a restaurant called Potato Jones.
Does Potato Jones, is he like Mr. Potato Head, or is he just a guy?
I don't know. Well, it's been a girl because it's been Gia, our traffic reporter.
So she Jones is a woman?
She took the name Potato Jones for us yesterday.
Like,
can we get her doing that in our traffic reports again?
Permanently?
No, just today.
Okay.
Can we do that? We got what? What do we do? Two traffic reports an hour?
Yep.
You have two traffic reports an hour too, Dan Day, along the affiliate affiliate relations is telling me yes, they also have two traffic reports. So we've got four left then for the show. Would that be correct?
2 plus 2 is 4, yeah.
Can we get Gia to refer to herself as Potato Jones in this upcoming traffic, or is it going to be too soon?
I think we can do that.
All right, let's hop on that. That's
affiliates,
very,
man.
Very important.
When you have affiliates, you get things done.
Right. This is very important in the upcoming traffic report. I would like Gia to refer to herself as Potato Jones. Breaking news. That's our breaking news sound.
This coming from Local 10's Twitter account. Porn site submits $10 million bid for naming rights for the Heat Arena.
Wow.
Which one?
Let me see.
I'm opening it right now.
I'm clicking on it right now.
$10 million. That's cash, baby.
It's got to be Pornhub, right?
No, it's Bang Brothers.
Oh, it's a local.
Local, right? Hey. Local. And I said yesterday, Banger Center.
The name, no, with the babies going. Mommy, what's a Bang Brother? Like, you can't do it.
But that, like, you bang in the paint. You know what I mean? Like, everybody knows it's a physical game, basketball. You bang in the paint.
Oh, so Bam Adebayo is one of the Bang Brothers?
That's right. Bam and
Kelly
Olynyk. There you go. There's your Bang Brothers right there.
I don't know.
$10 million bid to call it the Bang Brothers Center.
I don't think $10 million will do it, though, because American Airlines back in 2009 or in 1999, paid $42 million.
Yeah, but over the course of 20 years.
Right.
I mean, they're offering, says Bang Brothers, their Twitter account, we've officially submitted our $10 million bid for the naming rights to the Miami Heat Arena. We wish to thank American Airlines for their past support of the Miami Heat. We intend to change the name to the Bang Brothers Center, also known as the BBC. And they hashtag Bang Brothers Cares.
People that don't know, BBC has another porn meaning, too. This can't go.
It does?
Through.
BBC?
Does it?
Oh, let me look it up.
I usually know that stuff. It does?
Bro, just think about it.
Google search or Google image
search? I don't want you to Google nan nothing.
BBC, though, is the British Broadcasting Company. Like, the BBC, there's a BBC network, you know?
Okay, when it hits you, you're going to say, oh.
All right, well, we're going to talk with Don Bailey Jr. in a moment.
Let's ask him.
He goes by the initials DBJ. Does that have some sort of hidden meaning?
I bet it does. Actually, yeah. It does.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Damn, Don.
Did we get all everything?
No.
Did we do the everything?
No, don't do it. Text line. Don't. No. We weren't asking for interaction. Just
now, I gotta look.
Just let it stay there.
That's what it stands for.
Huh?
I'm not. Honestly, I had no idea. But I mean, you could understand why I wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't. I don't understand.
I don't know how Channing knows.
Wow, that is crazy.
You know what? I get caught in the cipher of the internet sometimes.
What would you know about that?
All right. Did you do weather and everything? I lost track.
I did.
All right. And Gia is going to be Potato Jones in the upcoming traffic update?
I've moved it to the top of my priorities list.
All right. Good. He's got a priorities list. Summer is winding down. So are the prices at Deal Volvo. They're making room for the incoming 2020 models. Take advantage and get great deals on all remaining 2019 models. Check out the redesigned 2019 Volvo S60 with its panoramic moonroof and 9-inch Sensus touchscreen. Or for something roomier, check out the 2019 XC60, Edmund's best family small luxury SUV, or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years right there on Bird Road, just off US-1, right near the U. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They've been serving South Florida for over 30 years. Same owners, same location, same low prices, great selection, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. Most of all, they got the best prices. So you want to keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They will take great care of you there at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. Don Bailey Jr. is next on Hockman and Crowder. Great song. Gia didn't do it. She didn't say Potato Jones. You had said, Solana, that that was high on your priority list.
I'll reach out to her now. It was.
Now?
No. I reached out
to
her.
You know, you realize traffic already aired.
I texted her. I'm going to see. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
But you said it was on your priority list, your high priority list.
It was. It indeed was. I moved it up there. There's not much I can do, though.
Well, sounds like you haven't done anything.
Yeah. More than nothing, it's something.
Very lazy. He's very lazy.
It's a disease.
It's a disease. Don Bailey Jr. is the analyst for the Miami Hurricanes games on the broadcast with Joe Zagacki. Last week, DBJ brought it home with a tremendous performance. And, in fact, I was telling you earlier, my wife was listening on the podcast last night, Tuesday, when we were playing back DBJ's cuts, and she was crying laughing. Crying laughing. Do you have the two cuts that he did? Give me the whole, like, the whole play-by-play call. So the first one that he did was, Bad Bunny, right?
This yes.
So he was trying to do Bad Bunny. Do you have the actual, I'm sorry, this is very woefully underprepared. Do you have Bad Bunny, the cut that we gave him?
Yes, I do.
Wow, you did. In fact, let me bring on Don Bailey Jr. here. You remember that, Bad Bunny?
I'm having nightmares over that song.
Because you threw in some da-da-da-da-das.
But no la-las, bro. Not a la-la.
That's true. That's true. No la-las. All right,
not
so give us what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast for Miami and UNC.
Play fakes, the Dallas throws, end zone, Mallory, he's got it! Touchdown, Miami! Will Mallory got his feet down, right along the sidelines, Williams to Mallory, touchdown, Miami! Hurricanes 25, North Carolina 20, with 4:38 to play of the game.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
All right, fade that out. That's just unbelievable.
Oh, it sounds as bad as I thought it did.
Yeah, no, but it was great. It was bad and great. And then Solana actually went back into the lab. Do you have the song you created? Solana actually put together a banger, right?
This is good.
I'm not even lying. Here's what Solana has produced.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya, ya ya, ya ya, ya ya, da 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 ya, ya 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 ya. Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny, da 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 ya, ya.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Bad
oh
Bunny.
My
da,
God.
Da 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 Bad Bunny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My God.
It's an assault on the senses.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. No.
Oh my God. That's and the only thing we can laugh at being 0-2. Trust me.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And then the other one, what was the other one? Because we had some technical issues last week, so we only grabbed two of them. What was the other one?
The Griffith.
Oh, Andy
Whistling.
Griffith. Yeah, we've had technical issues at the station. So the Andy Griffith, which, by the way, you don't know how to whistle, DBJ.
I don't.
You could have told me that when I gave you the line.
But you would have made me do it more.
True.
Come on, I know you. Come on.
So we gave him the Andy Griffith.
I figured I'd learn in a week.
We gave him the Andy Griffith theme, which is. And then he comes back from the third quarter break. You can play what DBJ did. This is absurd. You're coming back from a break on a college football broadcast, and you you know, Joe brings it back officially like an announcer does, and then you start whistling with your tongue.
Third quarter, North Carolina 20, Miami 13, 40-yard field goal. Carolina goes 10 plays, 58 yards, and just over 3 minutes. The Hurricanes need a big response now.
Crazy.
You set me up a big response. There you go.
Funny, man. Yeah, you don't know how to whistle.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Can't sing either.
So let me ask you, before we give you lines and stuff for this week, let me ask you quickly. Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. Does this feel like an 0-2 team to you?
No.
I mean, no. They feel better than that, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been 0-2 since before I got there. So that's a long time ago. And no, it doesn't. And I think that's a good thing. You know, and it really dawned on me when I was preparing for this game, Miami's lost 2 games by 7 points. And there's just in missed field goals and extra points, they left way more than that on the table. Just in forget Jeff Thomas's fumble on the punt, forget the drops in the end zone, forget like major things. Just when you look at extra points and you look at missed field goals, there's more points than that. So, I mean, that's good news or bad news, depends how you look at it. But I will tell you, you know, being at practice again this week and watching how Manny Diaz is handling this team, that coaching staff is hell-bent on teaching these young men how to win and finish. And evidently, they're not there yet. The record states that. But they are learning it. They're getting coached very well and very hard. And they're going to get it figured out. And the good news is they're after the game, in my opinion, good news is that people are very, very upset about losing. Players are very upset. But nobody's going at each other. There's no finger pointing. There's no anybody coming out in the public and saying anything. Everybody understands where they are and what they've got to do to get better. And, you know, even an average spectator, somebody who just watches it occasionally, if you saw Jaren Williams from Florida to North Carolina, you saw improvement. You saw the offensive line from Florida to North Carolina, you saw improvement. You know, you saw some things happen in your secondary that you don't like, and you haven't seen really since Manny Diaz has been the coach, except for occasionally you got burnt on something. But they're going to get this all fixed, and it'll come together, and I'm not panicking at all. I'm really not.
And DBJ, you know, we talk trash because it was a UMUF, but to be serious, serious about this team, though, they're a young team. It's a young head coach. There's a young DC. There's a young O-line. There's a young secondary. You kind of hit on it where a lot of these guys do need to mature.
I mean, you know, Channing, I don't know what year did you start at Florida? Did you start as a freshman?
I was a gray shirt freshman. That's when me and Ron Zook beat the system and gave me a gray shirt, and I came in. But yes, I was my second year out of high school, but I started as a red shirt freshman.
Okay, so I had to start as a freshman too. Okay, so when you start as a freshman, now you got to remember, or you're a first time starter, because there really isn't that much of a difference except physically, except strength-wise, in my opinion. But you look at the secondary. When Joe and I were doing the broadcast, you know, the offensive line got a lot of attention because of the quote-unquote 10 sacks and everything that happened there. And I was going into that game thinking that, well, the offensive line for sure is going to have struggles just because of youth, and nobody has started at that position, at any of those positions, period. But your secondary, you lost 29 starts, I believe it was, with Redwine. You lost 30 starts with Johnson. You probably lost 25 starts with Jack. You probably lost 25 starts with Jackson. I'm wondering, when's that going to get picked on? Well, that came true against North Carolina. So the moral of the story is that whenever you're starting youth, you're going to have issues. And youth doesn't have to mean a freshman. Youth to me is somebody that hasn't played in a college football game. And what magnifies this even more is college football, almost everybody has at least had it. So a lot of people started with two easier games and now get serious, or a tough game and an easy game. Miami's had two pretty darn tough football games. So, you know, being 0-2 and down, you know, cost by 7 points, is it hurts, but it sure should get easier this Saturday, you know?
I hope so.
I hope
no,
so.
It is. It is
better. Don Bailey Jr. is with us Saturday. It's Miami and Bethune-Cookman, 4 o'clock kickoff, Hard Rock Stadium. Hopefully the place will be jumping, and they can notch a couple W's and get back into the Coastal. So here's what we're doing for the lines this week. Don Bailey Jr. works in, as we played at the beginning of the segment, some funny little non sequiturs into the broadcast because he is a great teammate. And Joe Zagacki approves, right? Did he look at you like you're crazy on the Andy Griffith whistle?
I would say that he looked at me like he'd never seen me before.
Yeah.
It caught him off guard a little bit. Now he's all pro, you know, he's all in now. He's all for it. But I just think that just came out at the right time where it caught him off guard, and it just worked perfect.
Rarely does the broadcast team for any sport in any major, you know, major competitive program just start whistling on the air.
Especially when the whistle sounds like that.
Yeah, terrible whistle. So what we thought we'd do, you mentioned it's been a long time since the Hurricanes were 0-2. It was 1978. And so we have gotten some song lyrics from hit songs in 1978, which I imagine is going to be your wheelhouse.
Right dead in the middle of it.
Yeah, I had a feeling. So Staying Alive from the Bee Gees. I'm sure you're familiar with that song, that movie.
I had that leisure suit. Are you kidding me?
Of course
you
did.
I had that leisure suit.
Here's the line.
This is, collar.
Again, a huge hit from 1978. Here's the line we want you to do. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive.
He liked that voice.
Please do it in the falsetto. All right, that's something that you can work in, right?
I'm going to sing that the rest of the day now, see?
All right, the Commodores had a huge hit in 1978, 3 times a lady. I'm sure you know this line.
Once.
Once. Twice. Times a lady, and I love you.
That's nice.
Right? You got to do it in your Lionel Richie voice there. You're once, twice, 3 times a lady, and I love you.
Can we drop the love you?
Well, maybe have Joe do that. You say you're once, twice, 3 times a lady, and then Joe says, and I love you.
That'll be perfect. You know what? I might think this through. I might keep this one all to myself.
Okay.
You know, this is like my era.
I have a couple that I think are good back and forths. This is one of them. Kansas had Dust in the Wind, huge hit in 1978. And so when you listen to this, my thought is that you do, well, here, listen to this, and then I'll tell you what my thought is.
Okay.
And then here comes Joe.
All my dreams pass before my eyes a curiosity.
And then the both of you together.
Dust in the wind. All we
are
is dust in the wind.
Huh? Huh?
Oh. Well, what are we going to do it for, the whole halftime show?
They got a concert.
A little long there, my man.
So you just say, you go, I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. And Joe says, all my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity. And then the both of you, dust in the wind, All we are is dust in the wind.
That's 10 seconds.
10 seconds at most.
Seems like 30 to me.
Well, think about it. Think about it. You don't have to sing it as slowly as Kansas
did. Do we get credit
did.
If we get, like, part of it in, though?
Absolutely.
Is there partial credit?
You okay. can do
All
no
right,
wrong.
Then that's fine.
Barry Manilow, a very famous song from 1978. Copacabana.
Yeah,
this is a perfect line. At the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
That's got to get in.
That's got to get in. I mean, just
home
you
game.
Be,
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're right. We're here at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm telling you, this place is feeling like we're at the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
That's it.
All right.
I'm surprised I hadn't worked that in myself.
One more Peaches and Herb, Shake Your Groove thing. Again, I consider this to be a back and forth between you and Joe. Play it for us, Solana. So you do Shake Your Groove thing, Shake Your Groove thing. Joe chimes in, yeah, yeah. And then you say, show them how you do it now.
God, this may be the best one ever. And, you know, I hope the score allows us to do all of it.
It should.
Yes, it will.
It should. So there you go. Five cuts from 1978. Make us proud, DBJ.
I promise.
That's all we need to hear. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Don Bailey Jr., he's shook. Everybody shook today.
That one was long as hell, man.
Look, he doesn't have to do it as long as that, though. I forgot how long it was when I chose that.
Close my eyes. Only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
And then here comes Joe.
All my dreams. Has before my eyes a curiosity.
Then here's everybody.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Oh, please do that, DBJ and Joe. Please. I'm Hashem. If you do one thing as we approach Rosh Hashanah, allow DBJ and Joe Zagacki to do that line that way with that kind of emotion.
They are now taking orders for Rosh Hashanah. We are Roshan and Hashanah.
As we approach Rosh Hashanah, please, Hashem, can you do that for us? That was excellent. Yes, sir. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Have you looked back on the text machine to remind us, like, what the last hour and a half, 2 hours of this radio program has been like? Because you may have forgotten some of the stuff we've done, and then you start scrolling. And I'm like, why am I getting that over and over?
It's crazy.
And I'm looking at the text, because when Don Bailey Jr. comes on, you know, people like to text in. They like to give their suggestions and ideas and whatnot. And you can always text us, 67974. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. But, yeah, it's one text after another. But there's a couple great ones. OMG, I hope they do Dust in the Wind during a booth review. That would be a perfect time for you. You need a little time for it. Somebody says, I'm about to tear up. Epic, says somebody. It's what? How about, that's funny. Three times a lady, and we did that one. That was, oh no, that was mine. That was Solana had Copacabana. Had you heard that song?
Yeah, of course.
You knew that song? Yeah. And then what was your other suggestion?
Shake Your Groove Thing.
Shake Your Groove Thing. Did you know that song?
Yeah. I actually, all these songs, when I went to Best of 1978, I knew most of those songs, almost all of them.
Somebody wants to know.
Those are crazy famous.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I was surprised they were from so long ago. I really was.
78, 88, 98, 2002. Those are over 40 years old?
Yes.
Those songs, those all hold up, right? Dust in the Wind is still a banger.
Yes.
I think.
It's in a lot of movies.
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah, I hear a lot of those songs in movies.
It was in...
You're My Boy Blue.
It was in Old School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to get the cut, and just because I thought it'd be funny.
I think
but...
he's done that for us before.
But like, it's a lot of sad scenes, like when a woman leaves a man, he'll be walking through the park, and they'll play that song behind him walking.
Dust in the Wind. Yeah. Let me give the injury report. Injury report is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Dolphins injuries. Let's see. Today, Thursday practice. Walt Akins, no participation. Looks. Oh no, he did participate. Well, there's just a dash. I don't know what that means. Julian Davenport, limited tackle.
A dash. He has to practice then.
I don't know what the dash means. He had a full participation. He's listed with a shoulder injury, but he had full participation yesterday, and it's a dash today.
Oh, that means nothing. His name just said on the list.
Charles Harris, full practice today, full practice yesterday. Trent Harris didn't practice yesterday or today. Rashad Jones did not practice yesterday or today. Mm-hmm. Albert Wilson did not practice yesterday or today. And Bobby McCain limited practices yesterday and today. Let's see for the Patriots. Brandon Bolden limited practice today. Marcus Cannon, limited practice. Matt LaCrosse, limited practice. I didn't know Rashad Jones wasn't practicing.
And we need some safeties because they are airing it out in New England.
This injury update is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
When you said Brandon Bolden, it brings back up my question my son asked me, because now it's hitting real close to home. Because he's friends with Brandon Bolden was down here for a season.
Right.
Him and my son and his sons were in class together. So they're friends, and now my son wants to cheer for Bryce's dad.
Right.
But now they're playing the Dolphins.
Right.
What do I tell him? I need parenting help.
I'm going to say this particular season, let him root for the Patriots. Because, I mean, what's the energy, you know, wasted on rooting for the Dolphins?
Yeah.
No, not being a hater, by the way. I'm just being a realist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, is there anyone with the guts? You know, who is it that said you got to have the guts? It was Pat Riley, right?
Mr. Riley. Yes.
Is there anyone with the guts to tell me the Dolphins are going to win Sunday?
No.
You got the guts, Solana?
I'll have the guts. Bleep it.
So you're saying the Dolphins are going to win Sunday?
Dolphins are going to win Sunday.
Dan,
I'll do it.
Dan Day, you got the guts to say the Dolphins are going to win Sunday?
Come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. It feels good. Do it.
Nothing.
Do it.
He put on a blindfold like he was a hostage.
Got to be real, man.
Strange that he's walking around with a blindfold. Anyway.
They keep it real. We keeping it real.
You got the guts? Anyone have the guts besides Solana?
Come on.
You sound convincing.
Do it.
Bleep it. Do it.
I got the guts.
Come on. Do
it. I got the guts.
Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger trying
do
to get
it.
The, trying to get the predator
it's
come
not
get
a
it.
Tumor.
Join me.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming your way momentarily. I love telling you about companies that my family and I use. We'd been having a few issues with our garage doors, and we wanted to make sure they were hurricane code ready. So I called my friends over at Allied Doors South Florida, who've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. And, you know, for a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you know they really are the experts. And so this is why I love telling you about them every day. They come out to my house. I'm certain I got to buy a brand new garage door system to bring it up to hurricane code. And then they were honest with me. How often do you get that? They come out. They can tell you anything they want. They were honest with me. They go, nope, you don't need a brand new system. Your garage door is up to hurricane code. It was such a relief, too. And then they showed us what maintenance we did need, because, like I said, the garage doors were real noisy and whatnot. And by the way, they fixed it with no problem. Such a pleasure. Maybe you're like us. Maybe you need a brand new system. Maybe you don't, but I guarantee you they're going to be honest. We've got a LiftMaster in our home. I want to tell you about their LiftMaster Elite Series garage door opener from Allied Doors. Right now, if you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you'll receive a battery backup at no charge. The motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. You want peace of mind? LiftMaster delivers it. Whether you need service on your current garage door, which is what we needed, or you want to improve the look of your home with a new door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades, so they really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. 954-942-8550, or visit their website, allied-doors.com. That's Allied Doors, South Florida. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.